From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jolene Crosman. Embattled Salt Lake City Councilor Ava Lopez-Chavez has been removed from office. KUER's Sean Higgins has more.
An investigation by the city recorder determined that Lopez-Chavez failed to maintain a primary home within her downtown Salt Lake City district. That's against state law. Council Chair Alejandro Puy gave a brief statement at the beginning of the city's Community Reinvestment Agency meeting.
And I wanted to share from the city council as a body that our commitment to represent, to continue to represent the residents of District 4 through the budget process and through the appointment process.
The removal of Lopez-Chavez was separate from another investigation into allegations of unwanted physical advances. She denies any wrongdoing in that case, and no criminal charges have been filed. The council now has 30 days to fill the seat. Council Executive Director Jennifer Bruno said people who meet the requirements to serve will then be interviewed by the full council before a candidate is selected.
We will have more information on that application process on our website, and we will post notice of the position early next week.
She said the council could meet on June 4th, 9th, or 11th to fill the vacancy. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
Another Utah university is stepping up into nuclear research. KUER's Devin Latore has more.
Utah State University has signed an agreement with Idaho National Laboratory. Through this collaboration, USU will research and develop ways to support nuclear power and recycling. It'll also look at environmental impacts, like water use, and create tools for extracting and processing critical minerals. Brad Mortensen is the school's president. He said this, quote, places Utah State at the forefront of discovery for meeting Utah's energy needs. The state has been pushing hard on nuclear. Governor Spencer Cox wants to double Utah's power production by 2035 and build a nuclear facility in northern Utah. And the University of Utah is planning for its nuclear reactor to produce electricity for the first time this summer. Devin Latore, KUER News.
The founders of the Utah cookie behemoth Crumbl are stepping down. They say now is the right time to bring in new leadership. Leaving are CEO Jason McGowan, Chief Brand Officer Sawyer Hemsley, and Chief Technology Officer Bryce Reed. But they won't be totally gone. They're staying on as members of the board of directors. McGowan will continue to be the board chairman. The founders say the company's next chapter will focus on scale, innovation, and relationships with franchises. McGowan and Hemsley are cousins and founded the company in Logan in 2017. St. George paid a drag queen troupe $30,000 as part of a settlement. That's according to public records disclosed to Fox 13. The city also had to pay $350,000 in attorney's fees. The settlement was funded by taxpayer dollars. Southern Utah drag stars sued the city for the right to perform in a public space. The group alleged that city leaders denied them a permit and made discriminatory remarks. The district court judge ruled in their favor, citing the First Amendment. You are listening to KUER News.